for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Good morning, Mr. Michael.
Officially, I'd like to say very Merry Christmas to you officially.
Thank you very much, and ditto.
And our final, Adam and Eve for the year, for the year 2018. And what a year. Can you actually Adam and Eve it this year?
I can't. I actually remember on Thursday night talking to people at the party. Normally, I only have two subjects before I started doing this, which was Emmerdale and Tottenham.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I was talking to people about other things.
Oh, look. It was brilliant. What a great year it's been for that.
Yeah, yeah. Before I get into it, I've just turned this book over.
It's nice having someone to ring every time something really, really, really weird comes up, and I go, send you text and go, like that.
Yeah, yeah. I like the sea monster ones you sent me that time, and all the bubbles from when I did the thing about the lakes that exploded.
Oh, the rolling bubble that killed all those people. What about that?
Right, I've just quickly, I'm going to read out two of these from this QI book that you got me, just to show what we're in for next year.
Yep.
painting eyes on a cow's bottom stops lions attacking them. There you go. That must have been fun working that out.
Yeah.
And listening to talk radio can put pumas off their food. And everything else, I would imagine. I wonder what radio they played them. So, right, there's your dinner. Why would you want to know that fact?
Why would you want to play them the radio anyway?
Exactly. Right, now, before I get into what I'm going to talk about today, just my first bit, if you're going to eat something, can you just leave it for a couple of minutes?
Put it aside for a second.
Just for a second. Right, this is my isn't nature wonderful moment.
Yeah.
Now, the fastest animal movement. Now, I worked out on miles and tried to work them out on Ks once, and I just got it so wrong. I'm just going to do him in miles, right?
Mm.
So, right, a cheetah moves at 65 miles an hour, a selfish 68, or a Brazilian free-tailed bat, 99.5 miles an hour, which is fast. But the fastest thing going is a Dracula ant, which I'd never heard of before. They're mostly found in Africa and Asia. They live in large colonies underground or inside tree trunks, so they're rarely seen. They can snap their mandibles up to 90 metres a second, which works out at 200 miles an hour.
So they snap their jaws, you mean?
Yeah, bang. What they do is they use this explosive motion to attack, stun and kill the prey, which they then feed to their larvae. Their name derives from the unusual feeding habits, which involve a form of non-destructive cannibalism.
Non-destructive cannibalism.
So put your food down now. The adult ants are unable to process solid food, so instead they feed their prey to their larva and then chew holes in the larva and drink their blood.
What? What?
Yeah.
There's a mistake there.
Yeah.
Charles Darwin would say there's a mistake there.
Yeah, yeah. Scientists call the arrangement a social stomach. That is the most bonkers thing about animals.
A social stomach. And do they say so you sort of feed your own larva and then drink your own larva's blood?
Yeah.
You don't sort of have a particular, or feed one big larva and all sort
that's what I was thinking.
That's what a social stomach sounds like.
Some of the things going on in my mind when I said, I actually remember telling you that on Thursday, but
I don't remember you telling me that on Thursday.
Right, now.
I remember you mentioning ants, had something to do with ants.
This is
now
this is my festive Christmassy bit. My favourite character is Ebenezer the Geezer Scrooge, without a doubt.
Right.
And we all know he's the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol, classic holiday season morality tale with the old miser Ebenezer at his core. But where did the idea of Scrooge come from? Right. For me. I've done a bit of research as normal and come up with a couple of possibilities. Firstly, it suggested that during a walk in Edinburgh Canongate Graveyard in June 1841, Dickens saw a gravestone of one Ebenezer Lennox Scroggy. The gravestone gave mealman as Scroggy's profession. A mealman is like a merchant.
Right.
Somehow Dickens might have misread it. as Mean Man, and later wrote in his notebook, "To be remembered through eternity only for being mean seems the greatest testament to a life wasted." Which I thought was good. He couldn't have been more wrong. He was a corn trader, a vintner, whose family had supplied Captain Cook's ship's Endeavour.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
So as he came over here and they...
Had a hand in colonisation.
Yeah, so thanks for that. He imported wine in bulk and exported whiskey. Unfortunately, his grave mark has been destroyed during a restoration. But there's
pretty
plans...
average restoration.
But there's plans to recognise Scroggy and his life by erecting a memorial and drawing attention to his literary influence.
One wonders how you receive a surname called Scroggy.
Scroggy. I should have looked into that, shouldn't I?
Well, that could be, I mean, it's a follow-up for listeners. Give them
well, it's a Scottish as well, so...
Scroggy.
Scroggy. The other inspiration for Scrooge is like to have been John Elles, an MP for Berkshire, who was born into a prestigious, wealthy family of reputed skinflints. Dickens would have known him through a biography called The Life of the Late John Elles, which became a bestseller going through 12 editions. It established him as an archetypal penny pincher. And I love this quote from the book. "All earthly comforts he voluntarily denied himself. He would walk home in the rain in London sooner than pay a shilling for a coach. He would sit in his wet clothes sooner than have a fire to dry them. And he would eat his provisions in the last stage of putrefaction sooner than fresh meat from the butchers."
Oh, yeah, that sounds more like him.
So there
it
you go.
It sounds like the Scrooge we know.
So, yeah. I thought he mentioned from Scrooge McDuck.
I think it came after.
Okay.
Right, Rob. But yeah. Well, that's... I've no time for Dickensian England.
Oh, no, I like it. I'd like to be able to go to the candle shop and like the cobblers.
The cobbler.
Stuff like that.
Tess, you could pop out and sell matches. Couldn't you? You could sell matches.
Oh, no, it should be a flower girl outside Covent Garden.
Oh, shut up, Rob. Nice. Come on, that's really nice of him.
Gould, love a duck, and she'd be saying things like that. Go on, say it. Say Gould, love a duck.
Oh, Gould, love a duck.
There you go.
You can do it with an accent. You can have a go. It's Christmas.
No.
Oh, just...
Come on, love it.
No.
All right, just go read another couple out of here. We've got a bit of time, haven't we?
No.
The Queen loves to dance to Dancing Queen. Sheep fighting is popular but illegal in
sheep
Argentina.
Sheep fighting?
Sheep fighting.
You've seen a sheep fight once? They do the headbutting sheep, so that's about all you get.
Yeah. So that's it for the year.
There is some will try and take sides, but they all go to the same side. Sheep, eh?
So, thanks, Father. I've enjoyed this year. It's been fun, but next year will be even better.
Next year, also, we have the challenge of Stump Rob Bollocks, too. We'll be introducing that to the game.
Okay.
I just thought that up.
Okay, brilliant. Oh, I'd just like to say, before I go, this is a real Adam and Eve for me. Tottenham got into the last 16 of the Champions League.
And what do you mean, eh?
And Jose Mourinho got sacked from Man United this morning, so I can't stop laughing.
Oh, see? What sort of year is this?
Happy days.
What sort of... Hey, is everyone... Just asking you, Rob, are you prepared for 2019? Have you thought about it once?
Yep. It's going to be the year of the Havo and the Bollocks.
Yeah!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Now we move.